Today in Your Health, the escalating cost of prescription drugs. Over 500,000 Americans racked up drug bills last year that exceeded $50,000. More and more, a year's supply of new drugs can be even pricier. That's the case for drugs to treat multiple sclerosis. NPR's Richard Harris has more.
Portland, Oregon resident Barbara Headke once lived the athletic life that the city is known for.
I used to do crazy things. I used to be a crazy rollerblader, and we do like 25-mile rollerblades, and, you know, I used to be a big, huge biker.
But more than 15 years ago, she inexplicably started losing strength in one leg.
During a 6-week period, I went from being able to walk normally to having a difficult time walking a block.
Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. Her strength mostly returned, but then she got another ominous symptom.
In 2001, then I had an issue with my eye where I had a difficult time seeing it. Sort of the eye became darker, and then I was diagnosed officially then.
She had multiple sclerosis, a degenerative disease that interferes with nerve impulses. Her type is a variety that comes and goes over the years. She started taking a drug which cost about $10,000 a year. Insurance covered most of that until the economy turned sour and she and her husband found themselves both looking for work.
We were in the hole, and so $10,000 was a lot of money. I mean, under the best circumstances, it's a lot of money, but then particularly it was really difficult.
The drug maker offered her the medicine at no cost until she once again had health insurance. And then, as the years rolled by, she watched as the price of her medicine simply went through the roof.
It went up almost 3 times in that 10-year time frame.
That's an increase of 30% a year, every single year, for the exact same product. She recently switched drugs, and the new one costs even more.
This is the drug. $5,500 worth of drug right here in this little bottle.
And that's a 1-month supply. A year of this medication costs $66,000. The drug company isn't sticking her with the bill, though. She's grateful that the company has excused co-payments that could cost her thousands of dollars. But those huge drug bills are typically shouldered by co-workers who end up with higher health insurance premiums. Even the oldest drugs for MS are priced at this level now, according to a recent study in the journal Neurology.
Despite more choices, prices just continue to rise. So yeah, contrary to kind of what you would think would happen.
Daniel Hartung and his colleagues at Oregon State and the Oregon Health and Sciences University decided to dig into the economics of MS drugs. There are now 12 drugs on the market to treat this disease, and they are all really expensive. And unlike other fields where competition drives down prices, the rules of supply and demand don't apply here. Some cost 6 times more than they did when they hit the market in the 1990s.
We pay more, substantially more than what is paid in Canada, Australia, and the UK, and often 2 to 3 times more than what those countries are able to negotiate directly.
Drug companies have often argued that they have to set the price high to recoup the expense of developing a challenging and risky drug in the first place.
Those arguments do kind of lose a lot of their credibility when you talk about these medications that have been on the market for 20 years or so. I mean, they've made their money many fold over probably on these agents.
So what's going on here? Stephen Schondelmeyer is a pharmaceutical economist at the University of Minnesota. He wasn't involved in the MS study, but he has studied drug pricing for many years.
These companies were acting much like a OPEC or a cartel, knowing that if we all keep moving up and nobody moves down, we can get away with raising price because if a person has MS, multiple sclerosis, what other choice do they have?
This situation is a bit different from the $80,000 price tag for a new class of drugs for hepatitis C. At least those drugs cure the patient and reduce future healthcare costs. Not so for the rapidly rising costs of existing drugs to treat MS.
When the price of a drug doubles, does the patient get twice as much outcome? No, it's the same drug.
And expensive new drugs are becoming increasingly common, not just for neurological diseases, but for cancer as well, Schondelmeyer notes, as the drug industry remains one of the most profitable businesses on the planet.
Sometimes the drug companies talk about a death spiral down if they compete on prices. I think we've entered the period of the death spiral upward, that the prices being set for drugs are so high that literally the pricing committee of a drug company becomes the death panel that people were afraid of under Obamacare.
The pharmaceutical industry's trade group disputes that, saying that inflation in drugs is about the same as medical inflation overall, mostly because cheaper generic drugs are replacing widely used brand name products. Lori Riley at the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America also takes issue with the drug prices used in the Oregon study. It looked at list prices.
When you're only looking at the list price and you're not looking at the significant rebates and discounts that go on, it's really not an apples-to-apples comparison.
Insurance companies cut deals with the drug companies, so it's hard to know how much people are actually paying. And she says drug prices aren't simply based on what it takes for companies to recoup past investments.
The revenue that a company derives year in over year out, you know, is also paying for future research. Obviously, we know in the MS space that the medicines that exist on the market today don't cure the disease. A lot of the companies that are currently in the MS space that have medicines on the market are using that revenue to reinvest for future innovation. And that innovation is costly.
Back in Portland, Barbara Hedke has heard that argument before, and she understands it. But still,
to have to think about cost continually going up so that I can help fund the research. You know, on the one hand, I'm grateful. On the other hand, I'm upset, you know?
Hedke really appreciates that the drug company has left her off the hook for thousands of dollars of copays that she could have been hit with. Still, the expense makes her uneasy.
It's always a stress because every year I also have to renew the copay program with them. And I don't know that they're going to continue to cover me.
And she says that stress surely can't be helpful as she tries to keep her MS under control. Richard Harris, NPR News.